your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Corr.
Cabinet ministers are holding an emergency Cobra Committee meeting to discuss the ongoing problem of migrants camped at Calais. Jo's got our report for the update.
Well, last night a man died when 1,500 people tried to get into the Channel Tunnel in France. The Sudanese man, who's believed to be in his late 20s, was crushed by a truck. It's the second break-in at the terminal this week and has led to the Home Secretary Theresa May promising extra money to boost security.
I'm very aware of the impact this is having on people in Kent, but also on the lorry drivers and on business. And the UK government will be putting up to £7 million into improving the security at Coquelles to help Eurotunnel run smoothly.
Eurotunnel says since January, 37,000 have been stopped trying to enter the UK. This man's among those attempting to reach Britain.
Me, I'm not terrorist. I'm not Qaeda. I'm not coming to do something bad. What I'm doing is wrong, but I want to go to my family.
Former Border Control Officer Chris Hobbs says the French should be doing much more.
I've got twice the number of police officers in France as we've got in the UK, 260,000. So you would think they will be able to draft sufficient officers in. The French police have sufficient resources to bring the situation under control, and that's what they have to do.
All the disruption in Calais is also continuing to have a knock-on effect here in Kent. I'm currently at the Maidstone services near the M20, where Operation Stack is in place. Lorries waiting to cross the channel are parking on the coastbound carriageway between junctions 8 and 11, and also London bound between junctions 9 and 8. Drivers I've been speaking to are incredibly frustrated.
Traffic is atrocious. They've got to do something about it.
I think it's absolutely appalling, and I get sick to death of keep hearing all these MPs saying something has got to be done.
It's been non-stop for the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's off for a day, then it's on, and it's off. They've got to do, I don't know what they're going to do. It's just so frustrating.
From a business point of view, it's horrendous because you sit and do nothing with lots of people that need to earn a living but you need to send home.
The UKIP leader Nigel Farage has called for the army to be brought in to try and ease the situation. Travellers are being advised to plan carefully and leave plenty of extra time.
Detectives investigating a serious sexual assault in Canterbury have told KMFM they want to hear from a taxi driver who helped the victim. The woman in her 30s was found in a distressed state in the Wincheap area at about 4:30 on Sunday morning. A 38-year-old man from the city arrested on suspicion of rape has been bailed until November. A woman remains in a critical condition in hospital after being hit by a car on a driveway in Raynham. The victim, who's thought to be in her 50s, suffered head and leg injuries after it happened on Bayswater Drive on Monday. The health and safety executive has been called in to investigate.
This is KMFM News.
There's apparently no link between turning off streetlights at night and an increase in crime or traffic accidents, according to new research. A study of data from 62 local authorities across England and Wales shows councils can safely reduce street lighting to save on energy costs and reduce carbon emissions. Lead investigator Dr. Phil Edwards says one reason might be drivers taking more care on roads which are poorly lit.
We had data on 160,000 crashes, and they include car crashes, cyclists, pedestrians. There's no evidence for an increase in any of these types of collisions with reduced street lighting at night.
A rail line in Kent will reopen tomorrow after a train derailed over the weekend. The front carriage of the South Eastern service came off the line after hitting cattle near Chilham on Sunday night. More than 350 metres of track has since been replaced. And a bookmaker suspended betting on who will sing the theme tune for the new Bond movie. It's after a punter put £15,000 on Radiohead appearing on the Spectre soundtrack. Ellie Goulding's been the hot favourite since tweeting a photo of herself leaving London's Abbey Road Studios.
KMFM Sport.
With Dyno Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dynoplumbingkent.co.uk.
In cricket, there's been a short break for rain, but play is back underway on day one of the third Ashes test at Edgbaston. England have made an excellent start after being made to bowl by Australia, who won the toss. A short while ago, they're on 53 for 3. Elsewhere in cricket, Kent have lost their one-day cup game away to Glamorgan. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Graham.
Well, the visitors to Cardiff made 317 for 7 from their 50 overs, thanks to a century from Darren Stevens. But the home side reached the victory target with 2 balls to spare. Kent's next game in the competition is against Hampshire at Canterbury tomorrow. And in football, Gillingham face their toughest test so far tonight as they get ready for the new season. They're welcoming Championship side Brighton and Hove Albion to Priestfield with kick-off at 7:45. Justin Edinburgh's side then face Portsmouth at home on Saturday.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.